So the third level, the third vishuddhi, is purification of view, or ditti. And this is where this list more specifically relates to the doctrine. So what is purification of view? If we think of ourselves as gazing upon the world through a lens, then to begin with, that lens is distorted, grimy, even discoloured. This stage, purification of view, involves clearing away the grime. At this stage, the lens is not perfect, but it will at least allow us to navigate appropriately through the world based on spiritual principles. People, I think, in the movement and the order talk quite a lot about what wrong views are. And I think sometimes it's possible to misunderstand what's being said. When we talk about wrong views, I think we normally identify some kind of intellectual position, such as, I do have a soul really. Something very, very obvious and crude like that. And so we measure such a view against the Buddhist teaching. And well, according to Buddhism, there is not such a thing as a soul. And therefore, we must conclude that's a wrong view. Sounds okay, doesn't it? But often, wrong views are not so obvious and not so neat and tidy as that. The problem with many of our wrong views, certainly many of my wrong views, is that we don't consciously know that we have them. We don't really know what they are properly. Wrong views are what often determine the basic structure of our experience. We don't experience our wrong views as the content of our experience because they're the parameters of that experience. They shape that experience, if you like. In dealing with spiritual life, we may be like the frog in the well who's visited by the seagull. I don't know whether you know this story. There's this frog, and he lives in a little well. This is his world. This little well lives there very happy. He thinks his world is a really big world. He thinks his world is the whole world. His world is everything. And one day, this seagull comes along to visit him. And the seagull, well, comes from the sea. And he's trying to explain to this frog what the sea is like. And the frog says, so, I mean, you know, the sea, I mean, is it half as big as my well? Is it that big? Or is it even three quarters as big as my well? I mean, how big is this sea of yours? And, clearly, there's no way that the seagull can explain to this frog how big the sea is, because he can only understand the sea in terms of his present frames of reference, which are tiny. So, in some way, we're in the same position in relation to the Dharma, if you like, in relation to the Buddha. Through his teachings, the Buddha is trying to enlarge our world, show us a bigger perspective. And we're making it small. We're seeing it in terms of our own frames of reference, which are much more limited. It were as though we lived in a very special kind of prison. But this prison that we're in, unlike the well, doesn't have any walls. The walls are invisible. But the observer, if he were particularly sensitive, could infer those walls by the fact that we never step outside them. We never step outside a circumscribed patch of territory. And we become so habituated to our own little prison that we don't even see it as such. For us, it's reality. It's the whole of reality.